Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you out there in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, we're going to bring you teaching from God's Word and prayer time. And the last half of the hour, going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to each and every one of you out there listening today. Especially if you've tuned in this morning for the first time, we say welcome to you. And for those of you who have been faithful listeners for many months and years now, we're grateful for you and we thank you for tuning in again this morning. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. It's a ministry dedicated to bringing the outcasts into the kingdom of God and those who are lost and on the outside looking in. We're reaching out to them. We're going out to them not only through this radio broadcast, but in the prison, in churches, church revivals, and in international ministry, in crusades and other avenues that God opens up for us. And so we're just thankful again for each and every one of you, and we pray that the Lord will bless you today and you'll receive a blessing for listening to this broadcast. And if you would like to help support this ministry and be a part of this ministry, to partner with us in bringing the message to the nations and to the lost, we ask you to do that in a couple of different ways. First of all, you can pray with us, be a prayer partner, an intercessor. Just drop me an email at pureprairie@hotmail, P-U-R-E-P-R-A-I-R-I-E, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and give me your email, and I'll put you on our email list and my intercessor list. I have quite a list now, a growing list of intercessors who I call upon to pray for this ministry and pray when I'm on the road or conducting revivals. And so if you'd like to be a supporter, a prayer supporter, why, just drop me an email at pureprairie@hotmail, and I'll put you on the list, and you can get started supporting this ministry in that way. And secondly, if you would like to make a contribution to help pay for this radio airtime, and also to help pay for expenses incurred in international ministry and in other aspects of this ministry, why, we certainly would be grateful for that. We invite you to participate in that way and to give, and so that the expenses incurred in ministering in other nations and in churches around the country, that you can help participate in paying for those expenses and also the ongoing expenses involved in this radio ministry. And so if you would pray about your part in that, take that upon yourself to be a contributor, to help move the kingdom of God forward. Give, and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, spilling over. It shall be given into your bosom, and with the measure that you give, or with the measure that you measure out, it shall be measured out unto you. And so as you pray about your part in helping this ministry, just understand that whatever you sow, that will you reap. And when you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. And when you sow generously and with a thankful heart and a grateful heart for what the Lord has given you, when you sow generously, then the Lord too will bless you generously, and the harvest that you receive off of that which you sow will be a generous harvest. And so we're just thankful for each and every one of you who is listening today, and we invite you to become a prayer partner, a contributing partner. And if there's any other questions you have, just email me at pureprairie@hotmail.com. Any other way that you would like to participate, I need a tech support person now, a person to work on the websites and other aspects of technical support. And if you think you'd be interested in that, you might want to contact me on that. Also, we have opportunities for people to participate in ministry and going places, going to foreign countries. I'm going to be taking a team with me next year to Kenya, have opportunities to work in orphanages and opportunities to do some humanitarian work, maybe possibly even some construction work, in addition to the preaching that we're going to be doing over there. And so if you'd be interested in anything like that, get a hold of me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and let me know what your interests are. And we're going to be pointing towards next summer another trip to Africa, God just keeps opening up doors there. I have doors open for crusades in Uganda and possibly in Kinshasa, the capital city of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And so we may be going there to do crusades again next summer. So God is opening some big doors. There's no limit to what He wants to do with you and with me. And so when you just get in the habit of saying yes and become obedient to His call on your life, you're going to see tremendous blessings, just as I have. You're going to see tremendous opportunities and open doors for you to walk through, and God will give you the provision. When He provides a vision, He will give you the provision. And so as you move forward and move through those open doors, God will just bless you and continue to open up more doors for you to minister in. We're going to have a teaching this morning in just a little bit. I'm going to talk about the Africa mission as I've just returned a couple of days ago. And we're going to have a teaching from 2 Chronicles 20. So if you have your Bible there, turn it to 2 Chronicles 20. And we'll take up this teaching right after our prayer time here in just a minute. Father God, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus. We thank You for the blessings of being able to speak on the radio this morning, for the provision for that. We're grateful for that. And we ask You, Lord, to bless each and every person out there listening today. We ask You to meet them wherever they are, whatever their needs are. Lord, You know every detail of their life. And so we ask You to touch them today. We ask You to lift them up and raise them up and strengthen them. Those that need physical healing, we ask You to be with them. And those that need spiritual encouragement, those that are depressed and in despair, we ask You to touch them and lift their burden off of them. And Lord, I just pray that those who are in the prison, who are lonely and discouraged at this time, that You would bless them and touch them, watch over their families. And we thank You, Lord, for this time together that we can speak Your word over the airwaves, and just pray the blessing over this city. We pray for this city, for the families here, for the strong fathers, strong mothers, and we pray for good leaders in our churches and our schools and in our business community. And Lord, we pray for this country as we come down to the final lap in the presidential election and the campaigns and the debates. We ask You, Lord, for the truth to come forth, that You would strengthen the candidate who speaks the truth and weaken the candidate who doesn't. And Lord, make it obvious that who the candidate that would be best for this country, the one who would best bring glory to Your name and best bring praise and honor to Your name and righteousness to this nation. Your word says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is reproach to any people. And so, Lord, we ask for a righteousness to sweep through this nation, that people would desire to do the right thing, that people would desire to seek You and fall on their knees and fall on their faces before You to do the right thing and to seek Your face and Your counsel and Your wisdom. Lord, I thank You very much for the time in Africa, for the recently completed mission trip. Lord, I thank You for the protection and the provision. I thank You for the souls won and for those delivered, the miracles that we saw. And I thank You for the time in the Congo. And Lord, I just thank You again for the people listening to this program today. And we ask You to bless them. We pray it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. I'm going to give you just a short recap of the trip to Africa. As I said before, I just returned a couple of days ago, and so I'm a little bit jet-lagged yet and a little bit tired, but I live to tell about it, and I live to speak of the glory of the Lord as it came and followed me and strengthened me to speak His word. And for those of you who participated by making contributions, and for those of you who participated by being prayer intercessors, I'm very grateful to you. I'm thankful to you, and I just can't express enough how much I appreciate you and all of the things that the Lord did on this trip, not only through me, but others who were participating with me. And I'll just give you a little recap, a little recount of what went on there. The first week I was in Kenya, and I flew from Nairobi to Mumias and conducted a crusade out there in Mumias. We had pastor training of about 30 to 50 pastors in the morning each day, and then in the afternoon we had an outdoor crusade at the crusade grounds, and then in the evening or at night we went back to the church and did what was called revival. After all of that, we revived ourselves and revived each other, and that happened from 7 until 9 each night. So it was a full day schedule. We did that for 5 days. We didn't have too many salvation decisions like we did last year, because every day at the crusade, a big storm came up just about the time I got on the platform and about blew everybody away. That happened 3 days in a row. And so the fourth day, we didn't set up outside. We just stayed inside in the church, and right on time the storm came in. It was a little bit later that day, but for the most part it rained just about every day that we were there. And so we didn't have the huge number of salvation decisions. Many people, of course, who are not believers or non-believers do not come into the church, and so we were restricted in that way. But we had great pastor training, great participation from the pastors in that area. Also, I met a man from Uganda, from northern Uganda, who came down to Mumias, and he invited me to come to northern Uganda next year, next summer, to do a crusade, and he said we could easily get 10,000 people together. So I believe that God is opening a door in Uganda for us to go and do a mighty crusade there, and so we'll just see how that unfolds and pray about maybe going to Uganda next year. And so the most dramatic thing that happened in Mumias, a young boy who was about 12 or 13 years old and had been insane for many years. His mother told us he had been insane since he was about 6 or 7 years old. And he was brought to the meeting by his mother, and we laid hands on him and prayed for him, and the Holy Spirit came on him and just knocked him down on the ground, and he laid there for about 45 minutes without moving or even twitching an eyelash. And when he got up, he was in his right mind, and he was able to answer questions, knew where he was, and he came back to the meetings then the next day, and then again the day after that. 3 days in a row he was there at the meetings, and he was in his right mind. He could answer questions, was coherent, logical. And so God just did a mighty miracle there of setting this boy's mind free, who had been captive by the devil for many years. And so that was a pretty dramatic thing that happened. It was very encouraging and a faith builder for the body of Christ there. After the meetings in Mumias, I flew back to Nairobi, and a team of 5 of us flew from Nairobi to Kigali, the capital city of Rwanda, and there we rented a car and drove from Kigali to Goma, a city on the eastern side of the Republic of Congo. And Goma is a very broken place. It's in the middle of a war zone. It's been going on for many years. Rebel armies coming in from Rwanda, and also homegrown rebel armies have come against the government there in East Kivu State, which Goma is the capital, as Topeka is the capital of Kansas. Goma is the capital of North Kivu. And so that's a very broken place. They've been fighting rebel armies there for many years, and we were right in the middle of it, right in the thick of a war zone. There was 20,000 or so UN troops there up and down the streets all day long and all night, and helicopters going over about every hour. We were not able to obtain a permit to do an outdoor crusade, and so we were confined into a auditorium that held about 1,000 people. It was a full gospel businessmen's auditorium, and so there wasn't many salvation decisions there either, because lost people and non-believers just wouldn't come into a place like that. It was behind a big high wall with concertina wire around it. And so we had a tremendous meeting there, and the final night of the crusade, we had 3 nights of crusade there in Goma, in addition to pastor training, and we had 350 pastors just about every day for the pastor training for 3 days, and then the crusade in the evening from 3 till 6. And God just did a mighty miracle. I was getting really frustrated because we didn't have hardly any salvation decisions, and I was starting to question what I was doing there, because as an evangelist, I like to see people coming forward to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and God had a bigger plan. He told me halfway through the meeting, don't worry about it, don't get excited, that he had a big plan for me. And so the last night of the crusade, we had a heavenly visitation. The people just broke out in an uproar of praise and worship and dancing, and it just went on with a pandemonium, you might say, of worship for about 20 minutes at the end of the message, which I'm going to relate that message to you here in just a few minutes, that I spoke to them. But it was a prophetic message that had to do with their situation there in the Congo, where the enemy is coming in to steal, kill, and destroy, and has been doing that for many years. And I believe that the Lord took our team in there to give the people hope, but not only that, to help them tear down this stronghold of destruction, this stronghold of stealing and killing and destroying. And the Lord took us in there to help turn the tide in that battle against the Lord's enemies there in the Republic of Congo. And so the last night of the crusade, the people just broke out in an uproar of praise and dancing, and it went on for about 20 minutes. I've got video of it, which I'll post eventually on my website, which you can go to gatheroutcast.com and check out that website. I don't have the videos posted there yet, but we will post them. But anyway, when they broke out in this praise and uproar, it just went on uncontrolled for about 20 minutes, and it was all captured on a video by a company. The apostle there had paid some people to video the meetings, and so this meeting was also videoed, and so we took that video copy down to a local TV station, a local God TV station, you might say, or TBN, in the Congo, and then we paid them some extra money, and they showed that video four or five times within a week or two after we left. And so this meeting was shown to millions of people over all of Eastern Congo and also into Rwanda. And so this meeting that we thought was going to be a rather small meeting, it turned out to be a huge meeting, and it will impact millions of people. Goma itself is a city of 500,000 to 1 million, and the area with Gisenyi, Rwanda, right across the lake, there's another 300,000 or 400,000 people there in Gisenyi. So just in that area, there's 1 million or more people. And so there's a tremendous impact through that video on the people of Eastern Congo. And so God, in his infinite wisdom, took what looked to us like a confined situation where we weren't going to have many souls saved and not much happening, and he just opened up the doors and blew the doors right off the hinges and opened it up to millions of people through this video, watching the people get set free and watching a breakthrough, a heavenly visitation, a heavenly breakthrough come into that meeting that would transform that whole area of the Eastern Congo and defeat the enemies of the people and the enemies of the government and the enemies of the Lord. And so God did a mighty miracle there. There was also some salvation decisions and people getting set free. One lady who was possessed with some kind of demons, she came down for prayer and got set free. And so there was a lot of really amazing things that happened there at that meeting in the Congo. I've never seen a heavenly visitation like that in a meeting before. It was just really hard to describe. It was something beyond words, really. It just the glory came down, the power and presence of the glory of God, and the Holy Spirit just filled every person there, filled that place, and people were just set on fire in praise and worship as a response to the message that I preached to them. And to God be the glory. I don't tell you this to boast in any way. To God be the glory. And I was just being an obedient vessel. And all of us, the five of us who came from Nairobi to the Republic of Congo, were used in a mighty way to advance the kingdom in the Republic of Congo. And so after those meetings, I flew back. We flew back to Nairobi and finished up that week in Nairobi.